Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Democrats across the state are still trying to figure out how they can run and win in the era of Scott Brown. One of the politicians who might benefit the most from the unexpected election of a Republican U.S. Senator last month is Democratic House Speaker Robert DeLeo. Along with Governor Deval Patrick and Senate President Therese Murray, he's considered one of the most powerful politicians in the state. DeLeo is also considered the most moderate of the three and maybe the one best poised to ride the wave of voter discontent, as WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Appreciate that.
Hi, Bob. How's
hey, everyone? Bertie. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How you doing?
Good, pal.
Hanging in there.
Hey. Robert, how you doing, how buddy, you? Pal?
Hey, Mr. Speaker, the
Jimmy.
Greatest speaker in the land.
Get a picture.
It's Super Bowl Sunday at Elks Hall in Winthrop. Along the icy harbor, recreational boats are huddled in shrink wrap. But inside, the local guy who went from selectman to Speaker of the House is rolling out his election year ritual. Over ham and eggs and doughboys, Speaker DeLeo will announce he's running again and then predict the Super Bowl winner.
In Roman numerals, how many Bob DeLeo Super Bowls have there been?
In Bob DeLeo's?
Yeah, how many?
XI. Yeah, I went to Boston Latin, so I know that stuff.
He has apple cheeks, he's pudgy, he's almost 60, and he's Speaker of the House. But here, they're still calling him Bobby.
It's a name, as you probably heard. I just can't. I'm probably a little bit too old to be called Bobby, but it's something that I grew up with.
And the people he grew up with are in the room, over 300 of them from Winthrop and Revere. You'll find no suits or Hermes ties in this crowd, and none of the State House lobbyists from Gucci Gulch either. These are blue-collar folks, many of them still living in the house they grew up in, just like Speaker DeLeo. On a narrow stretch of land where the letter R drops like the beach into the Atlantic.
How are you, sir? Always a pleasure.
Wearing a Revere High School football jacket, Mickey Casoli says Bobby DeLeo remembers where he came from. And if you want to understand who DeLeo is, what his politics are, and how he may benefit from this year's currents, just listen to his friends.
Well, I think that this young guy...
That being shorthand for Republican Senator Scott Brown...
brought the message out there right away that the people of Massachusetts are not going to be fooled anymore by these ultra-liberals.
A quick survey of the hall on the harbor shows that Mickey Casoli is no fish out of water. Not only did Senate candidate Scott Brown win Winthrop big and Revere too, Brown seems to have won the majority of this morning's crowd for DeLeo. Call them Reagan Democrats, and you won't get an argument from the speaker.
I think that the regular citizen, one of the things they've also told us is, they're looking for a swing from the party, maybe to be more centrist.
If there's a swing, though, it won't be DeLeo. He's already there in the center.
But I'd love to introduce my son, Robbie.
With characteristic self-deprecation, DeLeo introduces his son as me, with brains. Then the Speaker of the House, the Democratic Speaker of the House, explains with semi-feigned apology that his son is a liberal. Unlike the three House speakers he served with, DeLeo doesn't have Charlie Flaherty's flash or Sal DeMasi's regal style or the liberalism of either, and he comes without the edgy combativeness of Tom Finneran.
One of the biggest things I've been proud of is the fact of being a consensus builder.
Now, with a sudden shift in the political climate, DeLeo sees a return to center, where he's been and other Democrats haven't, and where he may be gaining more power. As he announced his run for re-election, the crowd likes what they hear, as if it was coming from Scott Brown.
My first rule is to do what we all expect from our doctors when they say, do no harm. In that spirit, the state budget, which I will propose this spring, will not include any new tax increases.
Bad news for Governor Deval Patrick, who's proposed various taxes and schemes to raise revenues, like the so-called Snickers and soda tax on sweets and fees on bottled water and sports drinks.
Do no harm also means continuing to fight against the twin evils, of a gas tax and any toll increases.
For all those Scott Brown voters, hearing about fighting twin evils was even better than having a pickup truck. And in a state whose unemployment rate is climbing, DeLeo's call for jobs, jobs, and jobs puts casinos and slot machines at racetracks front and center. He says it's a fight for jobs.
That's why I will be filing a bill during the first week of March to responsibly bring resort casino gaming and targeted slot revenues to Massachusetts.
Since the Winthrop Elks Club is just a quick dog or pony ride away from Wonderland Park and Suffolk Downs, DeLeo was delighting his constituents. This is a home game. Though Governor Patrick is also in favor of casinos, he's against bringing slot machines to racetracks. And Senate President Therese Murray doesn't like the idea either. But by opposing all the governor's tax proposals, DeLeo could starve him of new revenues. Then, ka-ching, ka-ching, those slot machines at racetracks to replace the missing revenues look a lot more attractive. With the speech done, Bobby DeLeo's 11th Super Bowl breakfast ended with his prediction.
My heart and soul is with the New Orleans Saints. And I'm going to pick the Indianapolis Colts to win the game.
Of course, heart and soul won at the Super Bowl. The smart money lost. Lesson: in matters of money and betting, it may be good to go with moderation, but there are no sure bets. Not in the era of Scott Brown. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.